Kuf Tet Zayin, we're up to the third line. Af Api Shein Charoset Mitzvah. So we found in the Mishnah a machloket. So according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azar, Rebbe Tzadik, it's a mitzvah to bring charoset. But according to the Tanakhama, there's no mitzvah. It says we bring charoset even though it's not a mitzvah. So says the Gemara, it's a very strange statement. I mean, so you learn mitzvah, you should make ma'itila. Why are we bringing charoset if it's not a mitzvah? And you're trying to make a point. I mean, it's not a mitzvah. So then there must be a message here. Amar Rabbi, indeed, the point is to let us know, mishum kapa, that we're koveya the charoset because of kapa. We learned already yesterday that there's a machlokas we showed him as to what the kapa is, whether kapa is the
poisonous.
It's like a poison. It isn't really a poison, but it acts as a poison, as Rashbam says. It's really the sharpness of the lettuce, which is like a sam, like a poison, like a zira. Or the Rabbeinu Chananel's pshat is that it's an actual living organism, which is dangerous while it's alive, so some kind of parasite. Why isn't it usher to eat it? What's the point of killing it? Because it grows inside of the lettuce, and therefore was never sheretz sheretz aloretz. It's only concerned it should be alive. What do you do according to Shmuel, who holds that something that grew even within something that's growing and never was yotzei aloretz is nonetheless considered to be sheretz sheretz aloretz. So generally, you don't have to be afraid of kapha. It's a very small percentage. She was relied on rov. Why should I be chayshish? But that's only in terms of the halacha, the yisra chila, but in terms of sakana, you can't rely on a rov. So the mele, for the sakana, they were misakin kapha. Two very different approaches. Om revasi kapha de chasa chama. If someone has been affected by the kapha of chasa, the thing to do is to eat radish. Of course, the problem is that radish also has kapha. So the kapha of chama is karsi. Then it leaks, or mevatel, the kapha of the karsi. Problem is the karsi also has a kapha, you see. So kapha the karsi, the thing to do for that is if you've been affected by it, it doesn't mean stam every time you eat it, but if you sense something's affecting your system. So the thing to do is to drink hot water. And in fact, kapha de kulo chamimi, anything that affects you really can be, you can undo it by drinking a nice hot glass of tea. Adahachi vahachi. And it takes time sometimes to get that tea. So meanwhile, you want to control the impact of kappa on you. You know, this is very good, doctor. It's very good for anaphylactic reactions. Adahachi vahachi. But what do you do? Meanwhile, it takes a little bit of time to restore your breathing and so on. Very simple. All you have to do is, you say, kappa kappa. Dachirna lach l'shav b'nataych l'tumani kalatech. Oh, boy, kappa, I know you. And I know your seven daughters. I know your eight daughters-in-laws. You ain't fooling me. Rabbi Eliezer of Tzedek on her mitzvah. So he holds it's a mitzvah. What is a mitzvah? My mitzvah. Rabbi Levi Omer, zecher l'tapuach. It must be that it's a zecher for tachat ha-tapuach or atich. That's the whole beautiful story, how the Bnei Yisrael and Mitzrayim were ma'orah their husbands, that they wanted children. And then the women would get pregnant, so they would go out into the open field, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu would take care of the child. They would leave the child there, and they didn't have tzar leida and so on. It was one of the big nisim in Mitzrayim. Beautiful. It has a long. I wrote a whole essay on this beautiful thing. Okay, but by the way, it's not so poshut that everybody takes it to mean an apple. But the truth is, in the pasuk, a tapuach is not an apple; it's an esrog. But we'll ignore that for a moment. Everybody puts apple in the charoset. But as Tosis points out, it doesn't make sense that it should be an apple. Because it doesn't follow any of the midrashim. Like, why is it compared to an apple? Because piryoi comes before its leaves, which is absurd. Because so too klai so sadas v'nishma, which is absurd. Because an apple is a normal tree, the leaves and then the fruit. It's only the esrog where the fruits hang on from the year before, so it could have the peres before the leaves. This has to be an esrog.
So what they saying?
Tafuach simply means that it's.
Yeah, but hakas de tapuach in kaddishin.
Yeah.
How did it become kaddishin?
It must mean esrog. Sure, it really does. I mean, the esrog is a remes to the yetz hadas, the tikkun of the yetz hadas. That's why we use it together with the tamar on the sukkahs. So it's a chibur of the etzadasa. It's a chayim. The tomer is the mocker of chayim. That's where all the arba naharis, when mitachat the tomer, the word tomer means the end of death. Tamar. And so the idiot of the esrog is a chibur of das to. That's what it means, even in terms of Kabbalah, Chakat Apuch and Kaddish, and Mir Malchus, and so on, Shechina. Okay. Anyway, getting back to. So really, you should put in fruit, according to Rabbi Levi. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's Zechlatit. So I guess you could use concrete. Omar Abaye. The truth is that La Halacha, this makes enough communion how you do it, because Yochach Tzarek Lekuhuye. So what you have to do over here is you have to get a little bit of sharpness in it, so that lekuye zech letapuach, because the esrog is has a tartness to it. You have to make it also very thick. So you should grind like different ingredients into it, so it's thick, and that would be zech letit, which will remind you of the cement that was used to build in Mitzrayim. Tanya Kavase Rabbi Yochanan, and in fact, it seems in the Brisa to support Rabbi Yochanan's argument that it's for the tit, because Rabbi Yochanan, it says in the Brisa that tavlin, that we put in the long tavlin like cinnamon, ginger, things like that, because that's zechla tevin. And charoset zechlatit. The charoset itself is zechlatit, first like Rabbi Yochanan. And the tavlin that we put in are tavlin that remind us of the straw that was mixed with the tit. So we have to go mekoshesh kashla tevin. So we use long tavlin to remind us that there was tevin inside the tit. Omar Rabbi Elazar bar Rabbi Tzadok, kach ayu omrim tagarech harach shiv Yerushalayim. You should know that when they used to sell, they had like little side, you know, booths and shuk to sell. And they used to sell from there small things like tavlin. So they used to shout out when it's coming close to Pesach. So the big come on was, Bo, Tulachem, Tavlin, La Mitzvah, everybody come. So if they called it La Mitzvah, so then that's like Rebbe Elazar Tzadok, that's his bringing a raya. I say it's a mitzvah. And you see that it was the common practice to take a look at the charoses. And when they were selling even the spices for the charoses, they would say, pick up your charoses for mitzvah now. Of course, this is Yerushalayim, so it's everybody's big machmer, and obviously they get a better price if it's for mitzvah, because then so I don't know if it's much of a raya, because as long as there's one son, then it's a mitzvah. But the maisa, that's the way it turned out. And Tosfos brings that indeed in the early Machzorim, in the Siddur that Yosef was Masader, it says in it, charoses zecher, there really is an Indian, and I think all the kids basically learn that. That it's Zecher Latit.
Zok Da'arike Mishneh.
Not bad, it's getting done. Mazgala Kos Sheni. So now, at this point, we pour the second kos. Now, there's really no reason in terms of drinking, but not holding by the Suda. So the mindset is rather strange. Children are looking, why are we pouring another kos? We make kiddush, it's not enough, we need two kiddushes, and we haven't brought in yet the meal. So therefore, the Rashbam brings another girsa that had v'chein, and that indeed is the appropriate response to such a crazy thing to bring the other kos. Ha-ben shoel? That the ben immediately asks, what in the world are you bringing a kos for now? So l'maisa, as we saw earlier, the Taisa's Ashita was, but the story of Abaye, when Abaye asked Rava, so, you know, he said, but Tarantan Milomar Manishtana, Tosfos said, no, it means that, of course, they got to the rest of the Manishtana. It couldn't be that you just asked the question, why are you taking the table away, and you're going to prater me from the Manishtana. But the Pashas of the Sugya, and we mentioned according to Rambam, there is no specific four questions. It's just one question, Manishtana. We use that question to be Meir of the various Inyan of the Manishtana, and then the questions themselves are not necessarily even meaningful. I mean, the question, why are we doing the Trei Tibule, is really only that you should ask why we're doing Trei Tibule. So there can't be any inherent meaning to Manishtana. There's no reason to assume that the things that we're asking are particularly important. Therefore, maybe we really meant Patartan Milamar Manishtana. According to the Rashbam, the child asks at this point, Manishtana Shemozgim Kos Sachshav. You never do that. We just finish Kiddush, and that's all. So it's not part of the Manishtana. According to Taisus, it would mean he actually would have to say the Manishtana. So at this point, Aben Shel Aviv, the im ein daat bebein, Aviv malamdo. I mean, if the child doesn't really understand, so his father teaches him. Some understand this to mean his father teaches him the Manishtana. And they read it as Aviv malamdo Manishtana alay laza. Lemaisa, it seems pretty clear in the Rishonim that that's not the correct understanding. And what it means is certainly not the way the Rambam understands it. Im ein das beben, if the son doesn't have das to ask, so the father's malamed without asking. Fine. Then getting back now to what we said before, Kana ben Shoel, if he has das, or the father can actually say this over Bederach, but he could say it over to himself also. If this is the question, and it would be going according to the Mandi Omer, who holds, this of course was at the time of the Beis HaMikdash, this Mishnah was written, so it would be going according to Mandi Omer, there's a machlokas about whether the Chagigat Arba'ah Asar also has to be Tzli, which is what we eat before we eat the Korban Pesach, we eat the Chagig or Korban Shlomim that was brought also on Erev Pesach, so that the Pesach should be Nechal B'Sova. So if you hold that that Chagig also has to be eaten Tzli, so then this makes sense. There was a Kulot Tzli. And the truth is that earlier the Gemara said that this was going according to Ben Tema. Ben Tema's Mandiyama holds that Chagig requires tzli. So otherwise we wouldn't say kulo tzli. We would say we have to eat tzli.
How else could you make?
Any way you want. Do any way you want. You can cook it any way you want. There's no din of noam, of ush, or anything like that on a chagiga. Certainly on no other shlamim, is there a din in particular how you're supposed to prepare it? Don't allow your prejudices about meat to affect you.
That's the word taste.
Yeah, I understand. Here we have a little problem exactly in the Mishnah. We'll see. The Gemara is mitaken the lashon of the Mishnah, so therefore the way we have the Mishnah now is representative of some of those tikkunim. So bechol alaylot enu no chayovim letavel afilu pa'am achat, but the Gemara will change that. Alayla zeh shteita pa'amim. And this is really the pirush of Aviv Melamdo, not Aviv Melamdo Manishtana. In other words, we have two inyonim, that Kana Ben Shoel Aviv, but if not, then Aviv Melamdo. What is the Ben Shoel Aviv? Manishtana Laila Zeh. And if Ein Dat Beben, how is Aviv Melamdo? Lefi Daito Shoben. That's how the Rambam understands. That's two different issues. So that the Mishnah is not split, and then it explains each clause separately. Matchil b'gnut misayim b'shevach. You first give over the situation with all of its problems, and then you end the story by saying over how it is that everything subsequent to the geula was wonderful. V'doresh me'arami oved avi ad shigmo kol ha'parasha kula. And you have to be doresh davka arami oved avi. So arami, the way that the Haggadah is written is very sneaky, because everybody thinks arami oved avi is a riot, say ulamad mabikesh lava narami la sotaya. But actually, the whole Haggadah is Arami Ovidovi. The excuse to bring it in for Lavan is a tichkum in the understanding of the whole nature of the Haggadah, which is too much for us to talk about here. But if you read the Haggadah and you don't understand what's going on, you think, even though you must start scratching your head when we ended up with, after saying say ulamad mabikesh, we end up going to the next 10 pages, dashing every word of Arami Ovidovi. But that's because there's no other way to be out to the Chiyav except for Arami Yovidami. And this is the way the Rambam brings the halacha is v'hu sheyidrosh v'arami Yovidami. But all of these mitzvahs can only be mekuyah in the context of Arami Yovidami. Nobody has a good pshat. Nice. It's such a perfect pshat. It's so beautiful. The Torah says v'igadta levincha. The Mechilta understands, and the Rambam understands that v'igadta levincha is not a separate mitzvah, but that Yigarat the Levincha is an insight into the nature of Zechoras HaYom HaZeh Asher Yatzatzim Mitzrayim. Fine. So therefore, when it says Yigarat the Levincha, you have to understand, so what is the nature Does it say v'amarta levincha, v'sipara levincha, v'sivikara levincha? So what is that, the nature of the concept of that agada? There's only one place where it says that in the Torah. He got it the ayom la'ashem elokecha. Kibasi alor, tzarami yavir, avi vayir, tzarima. So as the Torah is megala, the nature of v'higarata is to say these words. Obviously, the entire hashkaf of what's going on in the Haggadah is the union of the Yitzhiyah, which goes to Ve'eveti. Ve'eveti otam. This is the Ve'eveti otam. Memela, we darshan all of the issues. The same thing. Yoshua comes in there and so does exactly the same thing. He essentially says, Arami Ovidavi. Because he talks about Terach Avi Avram Avi Nochor. And so we say that also in the Haggadah. Because it's the actual Knesset La'aretz with that minor.
I don't understand. Why we say Higata Levincha? Because we learned that Lagid, Dvarim are Kashim Kigidim. And usually, okay, the Ben Tagidim Neisad. And here it seems to be. Soft.
No, it isn't. That isn't the point. The Higata is a statement of extreme commitment. That's the point. When you say the Higata, it means I stand for this. That's the sense of aniya, the anita, the amarta. Higarati ayom Hashem elokecha. That's another reason by the tzachaboni. So the anita, the amarta, we darshed before. The anita, the amarta, higarati levin. This is perfect. This is the way in which one is aina. So in the application of the, let's say by Kabbalah Satorah, so that the zecharim is social kosher and kigidim, is because in context the nature of Haggadah is tough. Doesn't mean tough towards you. It means absolute, powerful, committed. So in that context of the Tzina Satera makes to know the nature of the mitzvahs and how tough they are and so on and so forth. So we use that for Zachar, but it doesn't mean that the ofen, the mode of the Haggadah necessarily has to be in a way that is harsh. It's just powerful. Anyway, to continue. Tana Rabbanu. Chacham bino, if the child is intelligent, shalo, then the son does the asking. V'imeino chacham, ishtar shalto. If he is unable himself to ask the questions, so his wife asks him. V'im lav u'shel etzmo. If not, he asks himself. V'afilu shrei tamidei chachamim, shiodim b'ilchot ha-pesach, shalim v'zeh l'zeh. Why? Because again, the Indian of all of the subsets of chiyuvim in the Haggadah, kishalcha mincha machar lemor, or vigalta levincha, and so on and so forth, are seen as giluyim in the nature of zechira. Therefore, if the Torah gives over that the nature of zechira should be begeder kishalcha mincha, it must be that she'ela per se is valuable. In exactly the same way that all of the other mitzvahs, like we'll darshan from each one of them, a different thing. So how do we know that zechara suyam hazeh should be done with matzah simrur, because it says bavur zeh, but it doesn't say that in the midst of zechor, right? Not all of the chiyuvim like that. From each and every one of the examples of the so-called arba bani, from each and every one of them, we learn out various halachas that define the entire nature of zechira. They're not limited to a particular ben. That too is one of the modes of presentation of the Haggadah Shel Pesach that people get very confused by. They think they're really four banim. That aren't really four banim. So that's Trevor. Fidaita Sheben Avim Alam. There's an infinity of variations. Therefore, we can't tell you what to say. The Torah never meant to tell you what to say. Which is why it isn't really a question as to why we change the response that's given in the Pesach to the child, supposedly, that we're talking to. We're only explaining now the various modes of Chiyuvim and Zechira in these ways. But it's not that there really are four sons. I mean, how can anybody think there's four sons? I mean, anybody who ever had a class to teach knows that there's like an infinity of people out there. It sounds like one of these modern, they take all humanity and put them into various niches. Then all you have to do is identify the niche, now you have all your problems solved. Ah, I know him. He's a K67. No problem at all. So, I don't understand what it's supposed to mean. What do you mean? You're saying the lashon mishu b'chol alelot anu chayavim letavel pa'amachat. Tovlim pa'amachat. Ma'pito? But and if we didn't, we have to be tovel one night. One time a night. And if I don't feel like dipping tonight. What does it mean? How many people are Teufel every night? Elam Aravana. The correct way to read the Mishnah is this. B'chol ha'lelot anu chaya, ein anu chayavim letavel afilu pa'am achat. We don't have a chiyav to be metavel even once. Whereas our laila is shtei pa'amim. Tonight we have a chiyav twice. Masker of Sabbath, what are you talking about? A chiyav? You can't call it a chiyav. And we're pulling shtick over here, basically. It's a chiyav to pull shtick. We're doing the whole thing in order the kid should ask why we're doing. Something we're going to actually tell the kid it's a chiyav. And then we're going to be a chiyav. You can't call it a chiyav at a dar de ke. I mean, it's not a chiyav to fool your children. It's the way in which it's done. We're trying to be more interest. That's not called a chiyav. El Amr of Savrach, the correct way to say the Manishtama, would be Ein Anu Madbilin Afilu Pa'am Achat. It is our necessity for tefillah. Alay lazesh tepamim. And tonight we do it twice. We're not saying it's chiyav. We're saying we do. Lamaisa we do it. The Rashbam points out. So what about the shari rakot? And what was it? Same question. What do you mean? And if we don't eat vegetables, why do you say b'chol ha'lelot anu ochlim shari rakot? I don't like vegetables. Why say anu ochlim shari rakot? Just because over there the statement could be taken to mean that if we're going to eat vegetables, we eat anything. I mean, we don't look for anything particular. Tonight we're looking for mara. But once you're telling me numbers, I mean, then you're talking about specifics. You say one time, two times. I mean, and if it's not one time, there you have the question. You don't have the question there by the Yerakot. Matchil
b'gnut mesayim b'shaptut. Sorry. How does...
Feel perfectly relaxed.
How does Rav Safra understand Rabbi Lazar ben Sadok, who says that it's a mitzvah to dip charoset in the maror in charoset?
No, it really is, because that's for zecher.
I suppose the difference between mitzvah and chiyuv is...
No, that's a different issue, but over there, however you would read it, there's a specific reason. I mean, there's no reason. It doesn't have any significance other than to get somebody to ask. It's not a reason to do something. It's not that the act itself has any significance. If an act doesn't have significance, you can't call it a chiyuv. You could say, I could stand on the table upside down and spit wooden nickels. I mean, it could be the same thing. You know. It's not that this act per se, we chose this act. Matchil begnut b'sayim b'shevach, meaning what? My begnut? So Rav says, it means mitchila oved avedis kechovim hayu avotenu. And then we have at the end, Avshav kivanu hamakom lavodato. Shmuel omer avonim ayinu, and that ends avonim ayinu. It's a v'achshav, v'ayotzeno Hashem lokeinu, that he was goyalas. Now obviously both of these shitas are incorporated in Haggadah. We say both. Omele Rav Nachman the Daro Avdah. Rav Nachman said to Daro, so Avdah the Mafikli Mari Lecherus, Yoyv Lekasva V'davam, Abay Lameimalei. What would you say if a master frees his slave and then not only frees him but gives him gold and silver? What would his reaction have to be? Abay Lameimalei. I mean, he would be not only filled with gratitude, but he would say praise of his master and so on. I hear many don't have this girsa. Because even if you hold not like the Tosfos, but it's still the patata milomar manishtana is predicated on she'ela v'tshuva. I mean, over here, there was no real question and answer in terms of the Eved, that he should say Patarta. And he answered him, but he didn't ask him anything. So some don't have this girsa. The others, if we do have this girsa, we're taking it as my question, your answer. In other words, let's see the interrelationship between the two. So then, if you held of Tisus, we'd have to say that, of course, it does, as the Gosmer of Ransberg points out here, it doesn't mean that this itself pottered, but that he led him into the other issues as well. It's very, very dochuk.
He didn't set him free or anything. Isn't it a bit cruel to ask Eved such a question without releasing him?
Would be ma'or or his Eved?
Correct. I mean, he's saying, how would you feel if somebody set you free?
Yeah, but it could be that he clarified that that's what he was talking about. The Eved was at the table. I mean, he was remember, he's Jewish. He's the din of a Jew. In the end, I mean, he treated him basically like a Jew. But yeah, I think that it could over here. It's very interesting. I didn't see this anywhere, but I really think it's true. The Rambam, when he talks about how to speak to a child, So he says that you should tell the child, Avodim ayinu leparbe mitzrayim, kamo ha'eved hazeh. And you point to the eved that's at the table. So the idea, where does Rambam get that from? What's his own recommendation? So that's who understands the sugya. He understands that the father asked the eved, so the children should understand that even though his eved is treated much better than the kids in the house, right? He's got his own room, his own TV, I mean, but that nonetheless, you ask an eved, lemaisa, to be free. Oh, to be free. That'd be unbelievable. So you're trying to indicate to a child the nature of avdus. It has nothing to do. So what we do is we talk about the way the Egyptians beat us and so on and so forth. The Rambam holds it's not even a chiyav. Adarabha. It reduces the chiyav. It's pella. The Rambam's approach is so astounding. The Rambam holds that the lower the intelligence or the maturity of the kid, the more concise and clear has to be the specific issue that you're going to tell him, because otherwise you get confused. So you don't tell a young child about the miracles that happened in Mitzrayim or about the way we suffered in Mitzrayim, because that will confuse him. Because then he'll start thinking that this is a Holocaust museum kind of stuff. Well, the whole world suffers. What's the difference? Holocaust museum. 6 million Jews, 5 million Armenians. What's the difference? So it confuses all issues. Or miracles. I mean, so okay, so all Disney films are filled with miracles. So what's the big deal? It completely reduces the point. So therefore, if you're dealing with the youngest at maturity level and intelligence level, says the Rambam, you must reduce it to that one concrete point. What is avdus? The child has to recognize that avdus means not having a life of your own. Period. It has nothing to do with anything else. Doesn't matter how good he's treated, doesn't matter how chashev he is. And so in order to bring that out, he asks Daro, who was the best possible example. I mean, the guy was like, for the Chachomim, he's on top of everything. He was a Gadol and so on. And he asked Daro, says the children, but Lamaisa, Avdus is Avdus. It doesn't matter. So don't concentrate on the other issues. Concentrate on the fact that freedom means making your own life. That's all. And astonishingly, he holds that's the simplest thing. I mean, I don't know what he holds the simplest thing, but that is the central point. And Mamela, it has to be brought out even to the youngest child.
Is it Eved Knani are you talking, or Eved Ivri?
No, it's Eved Knani. But Eved Knani is Jewish. Eved Knani is Tovel for Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Patach v'amar avadim ayinu, which is beautiful. That's how we said, this is what we were. In a position where we would have given anything for freedom. It doesn't matter anything else.
Zog da'ali kemishne.
Rabbi Gamliel haya omer. Kol shelo amar shlosha dvarim elu bePesach lo yatzay idei chovato. The Rambam paskins that this is a reference to the Haggadah. Others understand lo yatzay idei chovato in the achil of these three dvarim. So it said since the Torah told you that va'amartem zevach Pesach ulasha, so if you're eating a korban Pesach, you're only going to be yatzay if there's an amira. Others learn that no, it means that you're not Yotz Yechiv Sipur Yitzis Mitzrayim if you're not Mechaber the Sipur to the elements of the Chiv that the Torah is Mechayim, which is that you have to bring out Pesach Matzah Mora's relationship to Yitzis Mitzrayim. Ve'elohim, Pesach Matzah Maror, Pesach Hashum Shepasach HaMakom HaBatei Avotenu V'Mitzrayim. Where do we see this from? Tosfos says that there's a hekesh because of the matzos umarorim to Pesach. Therefore, even though the Torah didn't say beferish that there's a chiyuv of saying why you're eating more, or there's a chiyuv of saying why you're eating matzah, but we learn out from the amartem that it applies across the board. And the matzah shum shenigalu, shenemar vayofu et habatzek asher hotziu mimitzrayim ugot matzot. Moror al shum shemoru amitzrim etchayim avosinu mitzrayim shenemar vaymaru etchayim. So we have a right to assume that if the Torah gave us a mitzvah from the amartem, that even though it didn't tell us specifically what to be aimer when it comes to the matzah, nonetheless, if it gave us an explanation, so that undoubtedly that's what the amir has to be, we have to be obchav. B'chol dor v'dor chayav adam nirot et atzmo kilu yatza mimitzrayim. The Rambam's girsa here and the minhag halacha l'maisa among the Sfardim is to say it correctly, that b'chol dover lo chayav adam leharot et atzmo, kilu hu yatzah mimitzrayim. The Rambam understands that this is the whole basis of the takonas in the Seder. Why is there a chiyuv to eat b'haseva? Because the Torah says v'osano hotzi misham. So you have to act out the yitziyah. Therefore, you mechuyav to eat b'haseva. Why were the Rabbanim Mesakin Arba Kaisers? Because you have to act out. It's not time we came up with this idea of, well, it'd be a nice thing, you know, we can add these chiyuvim. It's innate in the nature of the reconstruction of the events in your mind, which comes from this chiyuv of Otanu Tzimisha. See? So it's beautiful. So then it would be laharot, to show, to express yourself as if, not just to see yourself as if. That's part of the Vigat Delevincha. So the mocker indeed is Vigarta Lavirka Yomule Morba Vurza Asa Shem Li Bitseti Mibitzrai. La Fihaka Naktu Kayavim La Dot La Lil Shabek Vel or Bim La Del of Rekla Lil Kalais. La Misha Sala Votin of Alanot Colony Sima Elu Otsiano me Abdo Tehero, Leherut Miagon Simcha, me Evel Yom Tov, me Afilalo or Gadola Mishi Buddha Gola, Lugula, the Numala Fana Vala Luka. My great-great-grandfather, my father's mother's great-great was the Nesivas, the Chavas Das, the Nesivas HaMishpat. So he said on this, such a beautiful pshat, it's stunning. He's medayik that each one of these words is connected one of the gulas. Because, it strikes you immediately that Afilalo or Gadol is Yavan.
Yes?
Yavan. Yavan is always called Choshech, or Gadol is Chanukah. You may Eval a Yom Tov, it says Beferish in the Gula before that. It says Beferish in the Megillah. That those are words taken from Megillah's Esther. So it was May Eval Yom Tov. It can't be a coincidence. So therefore, that must be the Pshat. We're going to Mishibud Gula means from Golos Edaim into ultimate Gula. So that's the end. And then we go through the Yogain, must be the Yogain in the Beis HaMikdash that was at the time of Bavel. And this was Madai, was the Evel Yom Tov, and this was Yavan, and this is Eder. Maybe I'm prejudiced, but I think it's a really beautiful job. It's my favorite. Anyway, my grandmother came from Tzvat, not very connected. Like, as a child, she brought me, you know, the way she would tell over stories and everything. Like, she was my connection.
The Tosfos, it talks about Shira Hadasha and then Nekeba.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That the Shira Chadasha would be the Geter Shir. It's final Geula.
Yeah, in this instance we don't say Shira, I think we say Shira Chadasha. Right. If it was talking about the final redemption in the last two words before, then we should say Shira, yeah.
Yeah, but Lamaisa. Well. No. It's true what you're saying. No, he's saying something very important, but Lamaisa would require changing gears to Nagana, which many of the Mefarshim say that Aliba Taisus, it should not say V'nomar L'Favanav Shira Chadasha because of this. Because Taisus himself points out that the Shir L'Asadava is Shir, so what I'm saying, we will say a Shira. So they say, according to Taisus, the correct girsa is V'ne'emar L'Favanav Shira Chadasha. At that time we said, when we went, because it's a reference to Shira Tzayam, we went out of Eretz Mitzrayim, we said at that time, brilliant new Shira, which was the Shira Sayam. And it's there in context, and I got it's in context, in fact, of Kriyas Yamsuf. So, but that's because of Yirahara. They talked that out to Farish. A number of different Mefarshim talked that out. That the way Taisus understands it, the Girsa is wrong. The way the words are right, but the way we pronounce them is wrong. It's not been Nomar, it's been Emar. It was then said, Shira Chadasha. Which is v'nomar lefanav aleluka ad heichan hu omer. So up to what point do we say the halal? So v'chamei omrim ad ema banim smecha. We say it only up to the end of the first of the prokem of tilim in the halal, because according to v'chamei, it doesn't make sense to say b'tzeis yisrael in Mitzrayim at that point, because we're not at the point where we were yotze. We're just in the beginning of the Haggadah, so the Yitzhiyah should be put off till later. Whereas Beisil, which is the second one, Because there's no Adarabba. The discussion of what happened at the time of the Gula and how we came to the Yamsav and so on, and the way that the mountains were dancing, all of those inyanim are part of this, the nature of the Gula. The Chotein the Gula. Then you make the end of the bracha of the Seder is the bracha of the Gula. What is that bracha? So Machlok is Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Tarfon, I mean that the bracha of the Gula that's referred to by the Tanakhama is Asher Ga'alanu V'Galat Avotenu Mitzrayim, and that's it. V'lo Ayachotem. It does. The mice again, they speak out that Rabbi Tarfon is made that you say the end of the bracha is Ve'Vienu Igianu Balayla Azel Lechobo. I mean, you know, that's the two gifts of husband. And Rabbi Akiva Omer, but Rabbi Akiva says no. There's a whole extra tefillah. Then that is Kain Hashem Elokein Elokei Avotein Again Elamadim Elugam Elachem Elokein Elashon Semech Mivinani Recha V'Sasim Avadesecha V'Nocha Hashem Min Apsachim Min Azvachim, or should say Min Azvachim Min Apsachim. The Maril has this, you know, this kunst to say it depends if it's Matzari Shabbos. So then you say it this way because on Matzari Shabbos it means Erev Pesach was Kalan Shabbos. So then the Shlomim you wouldn't bring the Chagigas Arbaas or Zenteich. So you wouldn't say Min Azvachim because then you don't eat the Zevach. First you say Min Apsachim Min Azvachim, referring to later, which is this Girsa. And Ad Baruch Atah Hashem Gal Yisrael. You actually have to say the words, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out from Mitzrayim. Omar Rava, matzah, when you're saying, he was talking about Bizman Hazeh, matzah tzarich lagibia. When you're saying matzah zurshan ha'aychon, you have to lift it up, because you're pointing to it. Moror tzarich lagibia. Basar ain't tzarich lagibia. Mashenke, the two tafshilim that we have, do not have to be lifted up, and v'lo'od, it's not a good idea to lift it up. Shanira ka'echo kachim b'chutz, or other have the girsa kilum b'akdish kachim b'zman hazeh. So because he's saying, okay, this is Pesach Zeh. It's not a Pesach Zeh. I mean, so either it looks like maybe the crazy guy went and got brought a product carbon Pesach, I don't know, some kind of nut, or he's now saying this should be a Pesach. Amar Rav Acha bar Yaakov, suma patur milomar hagada. Someone who is blind is not chayev in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. How do we know that? K'tivacha ba'avur zeh. And ba'avur zeh is the whole marker that we have. When to say that God, it's also a marker of who should say that God. Because it says by Ben Sorero Moreh, which is an amazing place to be makishit, the Arba Bonim to Ben Sorero Moreh, which is the only other place that we have this mitzvah of how it is that you treat a ben under these circumstances. I mean, it's incredible. If you learn it's Gzera Shava, the Rashbam calls it Gzera Shava. This one is just, we're just learning out the use of the word. But anyway, it says by Ben Sarah Meira, there's when they bring the Ben to be Niskal, so they say, Banenu Zeh Sorero Moreh. So, Mala Ala Pratvasuma, just like we learn out over there, that the word Zeh means they're pointing to the child, they can identify him, say, Banenu Zeh. If the parents, one of the parents is a Suma, so then Afghan Pratvasuma. Over here, it also has to mean that if you say Bavur Zeh, you have to be able to actually point to it. Which means that you have to see it, pointed to it in the sense of this. That means your awareness of this. Eini, is that true? We know that that's certainly not the halacha, because Shaltino l'Rabbanan, I asked the Tamidim in the yeshiva of Rabbi Yosef, and Rabbi Yosef was blind. So I asked them, I'm sure some of you go to his Seder, who says the Agada? Because usually one person says the Agada, everybody else says Yosef. So who says the Agada? And they said, well, Rav Yosef says the Agada, and he was blind. And also they asked, and who is the one that says Agada by Rav Sheshes? I asked this in the Beis HaMedrash. Rav Sheshes was also blind, and they said Rav Sheshes. So obviously, halacha lemaaseh, blind people were saying the Agada. You're telling me that they're potter. Now, that's because Kasavir Rabbanah Matzah Bizman Hazeh Drabonah. Since they hold that Matzah today is Drabonah, and the Bavur Zeh is the Shah Shematzah Mor Menachem Lefanav, which doesn't apply Bizman Hazeh, which because the entire Chiyuv is only Drabonah. So since the entire Chiyuv is only Drabonah, we're not going to stick to this. Since the entire Chiyuv is only Drabonah, so Memela, there's no problem of a Summa saying it. Because the Rabbanan were Mechayev the Summa also. It was only the Araisa that we would have the Zerah Shava to the Ben Sarah Mar. What are you telling me? So then Rav Acha bar Yaakov, who says that Asum is Potter, so he holds that the Matzah B'Zman HaZed is the Araisa, and they hold it's the Rabbanan. We happen to know that Rav Acha bar Yaakov is Davka, the one who says that Matzah B'Zman HaZed is the Rabbanan. So that doesn't make any sense. You're creating a machlokas with people holding the opposite of what they should hold. Yeah, that's true. That Rav Acha bar Yaakov also agrees that it's B'Zman HaZed is the Rabbanan. Except he holds that Kasava called the Tokan Rabbanan came to Araisa Tikkun. When the Rabbanan make a Takana, they follow the format of the Diraisas. If in the Diraisa, at the time the Beis HaMikdash was Kayim, Suma would be Potter because of Bnei Zeh. So when they made a Takana to go in Bizban HaZeh, eat Matzah, and be Makayim Sipri Tzis Bitzrayim, which is also, if you hold the Matzah to Rabbanan, then Bizban HaZeh would be Rabbanan, they followed the same format. And they said that Suma is Potter, so that's what I would say. The Suma is Potter. Well, come on, says the Gemara, that's ridiculous. So then you're telling me that Rav Sheshit and Rav Yosef don't hold that called the Tikkun Rabbanan came to your eyes, the Tikkun, that's a cloud all over. I mean, now that you're pointing out that it doesn't make any sense for the Rabbanan to make a Takana to be Mechayev people differently than the Teres Mechayev, so why in the world would Rav Sheshit and Rav Yosef hold otherwise? So you're telling me that the Rabbanan held otherwise? Avada called the Tikkun Rabbanan came to your eyes, the Tikkun, that's clear. We never found the Machlokas about that. Yeah, but you see, Hachi Hashta, the truth is, forget about it. The whole comparison is ridiculous between Ben Sarah and Mora and here. Because, look, Bishlei Mahatam, you're talking about over there by the Ben Sarah and Mora. It doesn't make sense to say Baneinu Zeh. Because Lamaisa, they are bringing this child in to a Beit Din that has the same, three of the same Dayanim that originally gave the son Malchus. And that was one of the other Limudim. You remember this child? So it's even better to say, Baneinu Hu is Sorero Moreh, because they recognize him. So the only reason to put it in this strange way, Baneinu Zeh, is to stress they have to be seeing him. So over there, contextually, in Achinami, oh, the Havile Lamichta Baneinu Hu. So therefore, it must be, what is he coming to tell me? Shema Amino Pratasuminu Diata. Avalhacha, over here, the whole point that we're trying to say is Bavur Zeh, is to teach me Bavur Matsumora, right? So if I don't say Bavur Zeh, I missed all Drasha. I have to say Bavur Zeh. There's no reason for me to assume, but here, Bavur Zeh is coming to tell me Mlaotzi Sumi. It's coming to tell me because of Matsumora. And it's only because I was Mekayim the mitzvah Matzah Morah, as Rashi says in Chumash, that's the reason that I was Zeicha to Geula. Or like the Rashbam says over here, it's the Yetziah, is what I'm inserting in Zeh. These are the things that are Yotzei to me, a Chiyuvim, mitzvahs because of the Yetziah. So here, Bavur Matzah Morah Hudiyata. Over here it's coming to tell me that, and therefore, doesn't make sense, it should tell me Pratasumi, which Lamaisa is very mashma, not like the Rashbam Sprat, that this is a true Gzereshava. The Gzereshava is saying Gzereshava Lamechta, what's Nafkamina, if you have a reason why it wouldn't be a good deal. So it could be he was using the word lightly before. He just sort of agav, he says, Rav Sheshit Rav Yosef, Gzereshava lo Gemiri. It's mashma, it means it seriously. It was a mamash Gzereshava. Then the Hachi Hashta would be, since we don't have the Gzera Shava, so to say that it's Bitzad HaSvara, that doesn't make sense. But they're not responding to the fact that that Rav Acha actually did have it as Gzera Shava. Okay, you have it as Gzera Shava, fine. Now you're asking us, but I mean, it also makes sense, because it's the same exact drasha. Why do we, it should be Gzera Shava? He said, no, it makes sense, it doesn't, because it's a different usage. Obviously, I can't tie into that to you, because to you, it's Gzeres Shavah. So to you, I have Pinami's Potter. We weren't Makabal, that Gzeres Shavah. That's how the Rosh Hashanah runs. Okay, gentlemen. let's just do our first Chazorim. Alpha Pishen Charoset Mitzvah, Vilo Mitzvah, Mishum Mai Mai Silo, Amr Bami, Mishum Kapa. Amr Basi Kapa de Chasa Chama, Kapa de Chama Karti, Kapa de Karti Chamimi, Kapa de Kula Chamimi. Adava Hachi Vachi Nema Hachi. Kappa, kappa, dachin alach al-shav benotach, ulutmani kalatcha. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Tzadok, Omer mitzvah, my mitzvah, Rabbi Levi, Omer zech letapuach, Rabbi Yochanan, Omer zech letit. Omer Rabbi, Yochach tzarek lekuye, v'tzarek lesmuche. Lekuye zech letapuach, v'tzarek lesmuche zech letit. Tanek, Amas, Rabbi Yochanan, Tavlin zech leteven, Charotz zech letit. Omer Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Tzadok, I'll prove to you that it's a mitzvah. Kacho yomrim tagarech harach shev Yerushalayim. Bo, tulachem tavlin lemitzvah. Mazgulo kol sheni vekan haben shoel aviv v'im ein dad v'bein aviv melamdo. Manishtana alayla azad mikol alayla shibachol alayla tonoch lipchamei tzumatza alayla azad kolo matza shibachol alayla tonoch limshar yirakot alayla azad maror shibachol alayla tonoch limbasar tzli v'shaluk v'vushal alayla azad kolo tzli shibachol alayla tonoch hayam natav el afilu pa'am achat alayla azad shtei pa'amim ולפי דעתו של בן אבי מלמדו, מתחיל בגדות ומסיים בשבח, ודורש מהארמי עובד אבי, עד שיגמור כל הפרשה כולה. תנו רבונן, חכם בנו שואלו, ואם אינו חכם, אשתו שואלתו, ואם לאו, הוא שואל לעצמו, ואפילו שתי תלמידי חכמים שיודעים בהלכות הפסח, שואלים זה לזה. מה נשתנה הלילה הזה מכל הלילות וכל הלילות הנומד פתאום פעם אחת? הלילה הזה שתי פעמים, מתקיב לרבו, מה? אותו כל יום על הסגל לא מתקיב לחוד זימנה? אלא אומר רבו החיתוני, שבכל הלילות איננו חייבים לטבל אפילו פעם אחת. הלילה הזה שתי פעמים, מתקיב לרב ספר, חיובה, חיובה לדרדקי. אלא אומר רב ספר החיתוני, איננו מת בילין אפילו פעם אחת, הלילה הזה שתי פעמים. מתחיל בגנות המסיים בשבח, מהי בגנות? רב אומר, מתחיל עדי עבדי זכחוב, היו אבותינו. שמול אומר, עבדים היינו כבר במצרים. אומר לירום, נחם נדר עבדי. עבדי דמאפק למורי לחירות ויואב לכסף בבית אבא. מהי בואי למים עלי? אומר לי בואי לדוי לשבוכי. אמר לו, קוראים סם גרסוס, פתעת לו, אומר מה נשתנה. פתח ואמר, עבדים היינו. רם גמליאל לא אומר, כל שלא אומר שלושת דברים האלו. בפסח לא יוצא ידי חובת הולילים, פסח מעצור מורו. פסח אשר פשוט פסח עמוק כמו בתי עבדים במצרים שנמר ואמרתם זבח פסח אולי השם אשר פסח מצר שם שנגלו עבדים במצרים שמביאו לפויית הבצק אשר הוציאו במצרים וגוד מצור מור אור על שום שמור לא המצרים את חיי עבדים במצרים שנמר וימהרו את חייהם בכל דור ודור חי עבדם לראות אור להראות את עצמו כאילו יצא במצרים שמביגעת הלווין כל היום עלי מור בעבור זה עשה שם לי בצאתי במצרים לפיכך אנחנו חייבים להודות לה, לשבח לפי אלוהים, להתן לה, לברך לה, לאלו קלץ, למי שעשה לה בתינו ולמד כל הניסים האלו. הוציאנו מעבדות לחירות, מהגון לשמחה, מעבר ליום טוב, מאפילה לאור גדול בשעיבוד לגולה, ונאמר לפניו על הלוקה, or, as we were talking about, ונאמר אז לפניו על הלוקה. עד איך אנו איימר, בית שם אומרים, עד אם הבנים שמחה, בית שלל אומרים, עד חלמי שלמי נומיים. וחותם בגולה, which is what? Rabbi Tarfon Ameret Asher Galan Galata Batein Mitzrayim V'lo Haya Chotem because it's a short bracha. Whereas Rabbi Akiva said, no, you put in also the tefillah. Kein Hashem Lokeinu Megra Batein Yagin Al Ma'adim Al Urgalim Acherim Habayim Al Gakter Al Shalom Smechim Al Binyan Yerecha V'sasim Avodatcha V'nocha Shav Min Azvachim Al Psachim Ad Borchat Hashem Gal Yisor because you have to be Chotem because it's a bracha Arucha. Omar Rav Tzarek Shomar V'otanu Otzi Misham. אמר רב מצה צריך להגביה, מור צריך להגביה, בשר אין צריך להגביה, ולא עד על שיר ככה קודשי בחוץ, או כמאגדיש קודשי בחוץ. כמאגדיש קודשי בזמן הזה, סרי. אמר רב אחר ביעקב סומה פטור מלומר הגודה, כתיבה לך בעבור זה, כתיבה אתם בנינו זה. מה לנו פרט הסומה? אף כאן פרט הסומה. איני, ואמר מרים, הרשבתינו לבון את דבי רב יוסף. מה דומר הגדת בי רב יוסף? ואמר רב יוסף. And I asked also, yes, Mandra Magata Berib Sheshes, Vomer Rib Sheshes. Kasavi Rabbana, Matzah is Manazet Rabbana. So what? Chadur Vakba Yaakov Savar, Matzah is Manazet Yeraita, on the contrary. Or Vakba Yaakov Udi, Omer Matzah is Manazet Rabbana. Yeah, but nonetheless, Kasavi called the Tikka Rabbana and gained Yeraita Tikka. And so what? So Rib Sheshes and Yosef don't? They also thought, I hope, that called the Tikka Rabbana and gained Yeraita Tikka. Okay? But they would say, Achi Ashta. Bishle Ma'ata Menavile Lamichta Benenu Husor Erumura. וכתיב עדינו זה, שמע מן הפרט לסומים הודיעת, אבל הכה, אילה בעבור זה, זה מה לכתוב, אלא בעבור מצא ומרר הודיעתם.